Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. They say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
all
up.
Through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing them folk off. But you could call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bismuth, it's what you wanted?
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing.
Confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
all
up.
Through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing them folk off. But you could call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bismuth, it's what you wanted?
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you'll take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you'll take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth. like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon. Business.
I never came for the smoke. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. You came up with me, dog. I say what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his members. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack him, they befriended him. Gave him blankets full of diseases and ended him. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets, they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze it. You. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you?
Huh?
To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down and let's get it. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If it gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. If it gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
Chasing up to the podium, and it's been true, it's really in the booth, cause these young
civilization. Burn new age teaching. Albert Pike, soul can't reach us. Souls need Jesus. Whether you like it or not, ain't no slave master religion. I shook that plot. The current gift of eternal life. It's a rocket science. Take the gift of eternal life. And you was never dying, no lying.
And they gon' call it what they want. You can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
My chick. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I'm talking about. I'm your homie Oasis. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are interactive. Worldwide broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, refuse the evil, choose the good. Refuse the evil, choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Refuse the devil, choose Jesus. If you had to choose life or death, which would you choose? Yeah, I know most would choose life or would say they choose life, you know. Well, believe it or not, that's the choice you do have to make every day, all day. Believe it or not, that's the choice you do have to make every day, all day. God created us all. And God put life and death in front of us all. You want his love or his wrath? Then God told us the right choice. Yeah, he created us all. He put life and death in front of us all. Then he told all of us, the right choice to make. He said, choose life, but God left the choice up to us. And that's more than fair. God is right. God is just. What you gonna do from this point on? Which choice will you make? You gotta choose one and you can't choose both. Good or evil. Life or death. Flesh or spirit. Righteousness or sinfulness. Faith or what you see. I like that one. Yeah. Faith or what you see. Jesus or the already defeated Satan. Hallelujah. Refuse the evil. Choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, man. Contact us whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Newsletters on deck. 13-track album ready for your own deck. 31-chapter audiobook available for your own deck. You know what I'm talking about? whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. On deck. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are. In our lives today, whenever we tune into this broadcast, thank you, Father. Continue to just have your way in our lives. Continue to draw others to you through us and draw them to you, Father, through your spirit in us and all over us, your world. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father God, the Almighty I Am, just have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth, Father, in our lives too, Father, as it is in heaven, in the almighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for dying for us, through Jesus Christ. Thank you for reconciling us back to yourself through Jesus. Thank you for leading us and guiding us by your Spirit, the Holy Spirit of truth that exalts Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness, and we receive it right now. You know, we all have sinned and we fall short. We come short of your glory. You're the only one to check us. So you got this right, you got this right, but you got this wrong. You are the only one. And you say if we get this wrong, we get it wrong and everything. So that puts all of us at imperfect before you. Yeah, because nobody can do all of it. But you did it, Father, through Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way continuously. Let us love you, and let us love our neighbor as ourselves. In the almighty name of Jesus, amen. Oh, yeah, we fired up, fired up, fired up. What's up, what's up? Yes, sir. Slowed it down a little bit, though. But yeah, man, you are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, you get prayer. You know what I'm talking about? We just pray. Worship and praise. We about to get into that in a few. All right? Yeah, but we worship and praise God every day, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he good all the time. For real. Not just a saying or a cliche. Over here, you get them scriptures on deck. Yeah, the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. I put a lot of scriptures. God give a lot of scriptures through this ministry. Yeah, because me personally, I want you to, you know, get faith in God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. Okay, over here on this broadcast, you get your problem solved. You get the keys to the kingdom. Your problem solved by you doing something. By doing what? Putting your faith in God and putting that action with that faith in God. Working your faith. So that's what you get over here. You know what I'm talking about? We go live Tuesdays, hip-hop and Jesus, still on that Bible study, 7 p.m. Eastern. You know what I'm talking about? Saturdays, we do topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern. We're an hour early today. You know what I'm talking about? It's all good. All God. And right now we're getting ready for that worship and praise segment. Oh yeah, we worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We bring that hip-hop and we bow down to Christ. The Christ. You know what I'm talking about? He the only one. Yeah, he worthy. He the only one we bow down to. Nothing. Nobody on this earth. No entity, nothing. No system, nothing. None of your positions, anything, because your boss, Satan, is under our feet. We follow Jesus the Christ. The devil is already defeated for foe. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, today's topic, refuse the evil. Yeah, put it in front of the evil. Yeah, refuse that devil. Choose the good. Yeah, take a O out of good. And it spells J-E-S-U-S. Ah, you like that, don't you? Take an O out of good and it spells J-E-S-U-S. Like, it spells God. Oh, God is Jesus. Jesus is God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah all day, man. Let's get ready to worship God. Our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, man. We're going to play a few songs. We're going to worship and praise during this segment. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's get it in, man. Keep your faith in God. And if you don't have it, put your faith in God. If you haven't did it yet. All right? Appreciate you tuning in. Let's worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth when hip-hop meets the Christ.
have often gone astray. How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back from you, the one who loved me first, having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst. You told me you loved me, and I should make up my mind. Tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home.
Crying no more, no more,
no more again.
all my friends.
All my friends, they turned and walked away.
I'm all alone.
Still you were standing right there.
No matter what it looked
no
like.
No matter what the case you played there. You stayed right
my
there.
Enemies.
My enemy.
Hey, my enemy.
I'm about to ask y'all if y'all like that, but my headphones, they didn't even want to cut off that. I think they like that, the headphones. They like that. They didn't even want to cut off of it. Yes, sir. You like that? Yes, sir. I like that, brother. I tell you, we worship and praise. We praise and worship. Yes, sir, God the Almighty. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, man. Today's topic, refuse the evil, choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan. Jesus or Satan. Refuse the devil, choose Jesus. If you had to choose life or death, which would you choose? If you had to choose life or death, which would you choose? I know most would, you know, choose life. I want to live on the earth. Man, please. Go to heaven? Okay. Well, believe it or not, that's the choice you do have every day, all day. You know what? You know why God created us, okay? That's why. God created us all, and God put life and death in front of us all. Then God told us the right choice. He said, choose life. No, Jesus is the life, by the way. But God left the choice up to us. Told you what to do. Made you. And everything. Left the choice up to you, though. So that's more than fair. God is right. God is just. What you gonna do from this point on? Which choice will you make? You got a choice. You got a choice. And you gotta choose one. And you can't choose both. Good or evil. Life or death. Flesh or spirit. Righteousness or sinfulness. Faith or what you see. Sight. Jesus or the already defeated Satan. Refuse the evil. Choose the good. I hear something in my background. Yasha, his love is so amazing. Okay. Refuse the evil. Choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan. This one, Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Hold on. It's a real war. So that's how we fight Satan. When he fighting, when he want to come up against us, we praise God. Yeah, we don't give up. We don't question God, man. Yeah, learn to start praising God in Satan's face. He ain't going to stay around. That's what he used to do, and now you were created to do that. So, hey, Satan is already defeated, so in case you didn't know, your God, my God, our God is the God, and he's so good. You know what I'm talking about? Hold on. My God, that song is by Nashville Life featuring Mr. Talkbox. All right, Nashville Life featuring Mr. Talkbox. My God. Well, I like that. Well, I might play that all, play that every song today. Play that every break. I'm going to play that. I don't know. All right, I ain't gonna do it. But, yeah, I like that song, though. I like that. Man, that's some good praise. Thanks to God, Abba Father. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in. You can also talk when we are calling live. You can listen or you can speak. You press 1 to speak. Only press 1 to speak. And sometimes you have to watch your cheek. Uh-oh, yes, sir. You might press 1. You ain't really want to press 1. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah, what have you. But, yeah, man, the call-in number, though, to listen or to speak with the host and everybody else just listening, you know what I'm talking about? We recording live, you know what I'm talking about? But you can be on here, too. Like, always, you always talking. I'm gonna, I got something to say. I'm going to tell you how good God been to me. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Come on through. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Only push 1 if you want to talk. All right? Yeah, we're respectful on this show. We represent Jesus on this show. So if you come out here representing the devil and think you're going to talk, you're going to get, I'm talking about, done up and beat down and cast down for sure. Just like heaven handles Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, throw him down. Bind him up. You know what I'm talking about? With chains. You know what I'm talking about? Throw him down. Throw him in the pit for 1,000 years. You know what I'm talking about? We rocking with heaven on earth. What you think we be praying? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. That's where we at, as it is in heaven. That's where he at. Yeah, we want that. And it's his kingdom coming down. The new Jerusalem. So that's probably why they fighting over there in Jerusalem now. His kingdom getting ready to come on down and crush Satan. Yes, sir. We going up. What? Hey, however it's going to go. I'm with the Lord. That, yeah, somebody said that. However it's going to go. I'm with the Lord. Yeah, we rocking with Jesus, man. We hip-hopping with Jesus. Don't know what they got over there, but we repping Jesus here. We repping Jesus here. You know what I'm talking about? Don't really care what they got over there because it's Jesus here. All right? Call the number again, 563-999-3702. You listen or you speak through that number, or you can make an account on Blog Talk Radio. Come to the chat room live with us when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We all on Blog Talk, man. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Blog Talk. We've been on there for over 10 years, man. Going on 11 years now, I believe. Yeah, so over 1,000 episodes ready for you. All right? You're in here. All right. You can also give if you want to give over here. If you want to give over this way, finally got a cash app. Joshua Oasis Grant. Joshua Oasis Grant. God loves, she'll forgive us. That's what I'm going to tell you about giving. Okay? If you want to give, I ain't here to put the pressure on you. If you want to give, just know God loves cheerful givers. So if you feel in some kind of way, or here he go, you keep that. You see what I'm saying? If you feel, well, let me go ahead and give, keep that too. I seen somebody, a pastor, they did an illustration where it was somebody running to the plate. That's a cheerful guy, running to give to God, cuz, running. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you give over here, though, we a ministry, man, so we give you something. We give you something back. You get something. Okay? If you give over here, you automatically can get our newsletters every 2 months they come out. Every 2 months, June the 15th, that's the next one coming out. So every 2 months they come out, you get that for nothing, really. You just contact us and hit us up. But if you give, we do like to give you something back. All right? If you give us money, $30, you get the audio book. That's 30 tracks. No, 31 tracks. 31 chapters, I mean. 31 chapters of the audio book. Look to me, the audio book. Some people don't like to read. Well, the author decided to read it to you. Yeah, the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, read it through me. So you can hear our voice. You'll hear his, you know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So that's Look to Me, the audio book. If you want to give 30, you can get that audio book. If you just want to give money, you can just give. But I'm telling you, I give too. God love a cheerful giver. That's for me too. I be giving, okay? I don't know how to sell. I be giving, okay? Is that what I'm telling you? All right, then. Give us, okay, if you give $15, you get the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the album. If you want to just give $15 without getting, you ain't got to get the album. But I'm just telling you, I like to give too. So if you give $15, you can get the album, Charlie. 13 tracks, full tracks, no intros, no outros, but 13 tracks, man. Got some features on there, you know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, all glory to God the Almighty. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, we moving on. Knock them down. Joshua's Wall, knock them down. The issues of life, we knock them down. The problems of life, we knock them down. Any concern you got, humans? Yeah, give it to God. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans, and God will bring you out victorious. I got to find my theme music. Hold on, where is the theme music at, man? You know what I'm talking about? Think, cue that up. Where is my theme music? I wrote a song about it, like the here you go. Oh, well, I ain't really write the song, but I found a song to sing about it or rap about it, like the hit. When I find it, I say, here it go. Oh, there it is. Oh, here it go. But yeah, man, this is also the segment for the thin skin, the easily offended people. Ooh, why you say that? Ooh. Thin skin and itching ears, because this ain't no Q-tip preaching. I don't come here to, you know, scratch your eardrums. No, none of that. So here's your chance while I'm playing this little theme music right here. You can either leave and go find another broadcast or do something else with yourself, or you can repent and stay in here and get this Jesus with the rest of us. All right? But here's that theme music, though. All the thin skin, itching ear people. Oh, that ain't it. My bad.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk.
All right, here we go. I'm telling you now, this is it. Been warned. Now, we don't just go to levels, different levels up in here. And, you know, they like to say new level, new devil and all that stuff. We don't get the devil no credit for being under our feet and already being defeated. That's what we do. So we go to different dimensions, though. That's deeper than levels. Yeah, we go to different dimensions. They got you tuned down to... Well, you only know about the three dimension. Uh-oh. See, you think I'm tripping. They got you to where you only know about the three dimension. 3D, huh? And then your 3D glasses don't even work right. Uh-oh. Hold on, let me play the music. Uh-oh, my goodness. I didn't know he was going to go there. But we go to different dimensions. In God. This is the kingdom right here. I'm not here to play with your soul. I'm here to do what Jesus did. And we'll let Jesus do it through me, too. Get your soul saved. Yeah. So I don't really have an issue right now. My issue is I'm ready to get into these scriptures. Refuse the evil. Choose the good. So we're going to kick it off with James chapter 4. So get your Bible. You should have it already, but I'll give you a chance to go get it, pull it up on the next screen or whatever you got to do on your other little device, however you pull it up, get the word and turn the word to James chapter number 4. James chapter 4. And I'm going to read verse 7, and then we're going to go to Isaiah, and then I'm going to come right back to James. So if you want to get a bookmark or something, whatever you got to do. But go to James chapter number 4, about to read verse 7. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Today's topic, refuse the evil, choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan. Yeah, take an O out of good, you get Jesus. Yeah. You take an O out of good, it spells Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. I don't know no other way to spell good, because good ain't good enough. You got to take an O out. So, Jesus, God, Jesus. God is Jesus. Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel translated means God with us. You want some more scripture on it? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Oh, this is scripture. John chapter 1. You can see it. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. But right now we're going to James chapter 4. Hope you're there already. Verse 7. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You got to do something. This is action. This is an action scripture. It tells you to do something. It tells you two things to do. They made sure we understood the latter part of this verse when we were growing up. When I was a child, I used to always hear them say the latter part of James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee. But right before resist the devil and he will flee, because that's a complete sentence and that's something for us to do. But I want to focus on the part that's right in front of it. Since they told me that part already and skipped over this part, I don't even understand how they skipped over James chapter 4, verse 7, the first sentence. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. If you don't do the first part, you can't do the second part. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The same ones, they got these churches closed these days. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You got to do that. Submit to God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you submit to your own self and submit to your own ways. Well, why don't you start submitting to God? Okay? And after you start doing that, then start resisting the devil. Because when you submit to God, that gives you a one-up on the next part anyway, because when you're submitting to God, you're going to be already in resistance to the devil. I like that. Teach Holy Ghost and preach Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. So, James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That is something for you to do, something for me to do. Do it. Nobody else can't do it for you. This is on you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when you resist the devil, he's going to run from you. He's going to run. Somebody say he's going to run. He's a coward. All right, now hold your Bible right there. Put a bookmark there or something. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 and verse 15, and then we'll be right back in James. So Isaiah chapter number 7. Verse 14 and verse 15. Again, you will get a lot of scriptures over here because I want you to hear the word of God more than you hear the words of Oasis and the words of anybody else on this broadcast. I want you to hear the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? So every broadcast, we will get some scriptures up in here, man. You know what I'm talking about? Even when different people would be hosting it, you know what I mean? We'll get some scriptures up in here. That's what this is about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. The Christ is the word. Yeah, Jesus is the word. The word was made flesh. So Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 and verse 15. It says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. A virgin shall be pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she's going to bear a son or give birth to a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. All right. Verse 15 says, butter and honey shall he eat. Butter and honey. Put that on some bread or something. That might be good. Okay. Butter and honey shall he eat that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Like, I want a honey bun now. God, oh, okay. Refuse the evil, though. And choose the good. I got to get my spirit fed right now. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, butter and honey shall he eat that he may know that he's going to know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Go back over here to James. Yeah, refuse the evil, choose the good. Go back over here to James. How you spell God? Yeah, J-E-S-U-S. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I thought you spelled G-O-D. You do. But you spell it J-E-S-U-S, too. God darn it. Mm-hmm. Then you spell it I, capital I, and then a space there, and then a capital A and a capital M. Yeah! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. James chapter 4. Go back to verse 6, and we're going to read down to verse 10. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I really do hope if you can, if you, you know, somewhere you can be, you pulling up the word of God. You see what I'm saying? If you're sitting around, I hope you are pulling up the word and reading through the scriptures with
me. You know what I'm talking about? But if you're out and about and if you're multitasking, I understand that. Just listen. Because faith does come by hearing, and hearing comes by this word. So James chapter 4, starting at verse 6. He says, but he gives more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the proud. Now, God telling us to resist something, and then look at what God resists. God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. So God going to resist you if you prideful, but he going to give grace unto you if you humble. Yeah, somebody say, I got to be humble. I got to be humble. That's the only way you're going to be able to walk before God. You can't walk before him in pride. It busts you up because that pride comes from Satan. Yeah. But he gives grace unto the humble, and being humble don't mean you weak. Being humble does not mean you are weak. Being meek, that means you got, you know, self-control. You got all your power under control. That's what meek is. You see what I'm saying? Being humble, got my power under control. I ain't trying to, you know, show off my power. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, Jesus had to work. Them works, he said, if you don't believe me, look at the works. Them were some powerful, mighty works. And he still do what he do to us. So he resists the proud. Yeah, eat some humble pie, for real. Yeah, humble means humiliation. You got humiliation in that thing. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. People don't like to be humiliated. Prideful people will say something back. They will snap. They won't be humble. But God resists the proud. And I know he gives grace unto the humble. Are you humble or are you prideful? All right? Verse 7, James chapter number 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Yeah, this is between you and God. This is God and human thing. It's personal between all of us, individual human beings on this earth. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Draw near to God. If you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Yeah. Stop being double-minded and believe the truth. Make your mind up. Believe the truth. Yeah. Make your mind up. Make the choice. All right? Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Receive Jesus. Receive the forgiveness that's available to you through Jesus. Yeah, the forgiveness of God and the righteousness of God that's available to each one of us through Jesus the Christ. That's why this is no religion. Religion can't make you righteous before God, but Jesus can and will. So like they used to say, and like the Holy Spirit say, still saying now, come to Jesus. Yes, sir. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just as you are. That right. He will save you. He will save you. Right now. Yes, sir. So cleanse your hands, you sinners. Still trying to get you. Yeah, God's still trying to get you. He's still trying to. Come on over here. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Still. He don't want you to get his wrath. He wants you to get his love. Come on. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. You double-minded. If you double-minded, you got to purify your heart. That'll clear up your mind. God, see, purify your hearts, you double-minded ones. Going back and forth. Letting them go back and forth. I'm talking, you can't make the choice. You make your mind up, say, I'm going to do this, and then you back and forth. Go right back to it. Double-minded, purify your heart. It'll help your double-mindedness, all right? Verse 9 says, be afflicted. Take a little pain, man. Be afflicted and mourn. You know what I'm talking about? And weep like Jesus wept. Yes, sir. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Yeah, because you was laughing for the wrong reasons and, you know, having joy for the wrong reason or taking something to get you joy or getting somebody to get you joy. But now you got to submit to God and resist the devil, right? You can't be prideful no more, doing things your own way, operating by your own logic and your own five senses anymore. You're submitting to God, right?
Because the devil, he takes advantage of you operating by your own senses and your logic. The devil take advantage of that because God said, don't lean on that. Don't depend on that. Don't depend on your own understanding. Yeah, you're not going to understand it all. Mm-mm. Only God knows it all. Only he does. He don't even let his apostles, prophets, evangelists, preachers, teachers, pastors, or his son know everything. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Jesus don't even know when he coming back. Nah. He told you what to look for, but he don't know the exact moment. God just going to tell him to go. He said God kept that to himself. He didn't give it to the angels or Jesus. He kept that to himself. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Some things you got to keep to yourself. Don't be a blabbermouth. Mm-hmm. Don't be a blabbermouth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Humble yourselves, verse 10 says. Yeah, that's how you'll be afflicted and mourn. One way to be afflicted, afflict your stomach and start fasting. That'll afflict your soul right there. By you fasting unto God, though. Isaiah 58, go with your fast. The next time you do decide to fast, take Isaiah 58 with you. Get that in there. All right? But be afflicted and mourn and weep. Be humble. All this leading to humbleness. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. It ain't going to last always, but you got to be humble always. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Always remember you're in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up. He's going to exalt you. When you humble yourself in his sight, if you lifting yourself up, he know how to humble you. And remember, humiliation, all right then. Humble, humiliation. You don't want God to humble you. Yeah, all right. Somebody say, all right, oh. Let's go to the next scripture. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter number 30. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again and much love to you. We do appreciate you tuning in however you tuned in. Today's topic, refuse the evil, choose the good. The scripture that go with that's James chapter 4 verse 7. Submit to God, man. Woman, children, and teenagers. Resist the devil and he will flee because he is a flea. Yes, sir. God is the Almighty. Deuteronomy, yeah, the devil be lying. He try to make you think he's stronger than he is. But that Almighty, though, he ain't nothing to play with. God the Almighty. Yeah, the one that spell his name, capital I, space, then A-M, capital A and capital M. Yeah, I am. Yeah, fill in the blank. I am present. But make sure it's good and make sure it's true when you fill in the blank. I am present. Every time to help you. Mm-hmm. I am going to bring you out victorious. Yes, sir. I am going to make sure you keep landing on your feet more than a cat would do. Well, I seen something. Speaking of cat, came across something on Google, on the internet. It said something about a cat jumped from a 5-story building, landed on his feet, and kept on pushing. Cause I was like, oh, all right then. A building was on fire, I believe, yeah. And the cat jumped from the 5-story building, landed on his feet, just kept on pushing like, I'm cool, bruh. I'm cool with this. That's what I do, man. But God going to make sure you land on your feet more than a cat, because God work all things out for your good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that cat guy, he don't get everything worked out for his good, but you, yes, sir, get everything worked out for your good when you love God and you're about his business. Doing things according to his purpose. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We got two verses right quick from here. Well, two verses. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and verse 20. See how alive this Bible is living, man. This word of God is living. And it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So, verse 19, Deuteronomy chapter 30 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Mm-hmm. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Yeah, what the date is. It's 2021. I'm going to put it right there. Just leave it right there. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. So this is a double benefit. If you choose life, if you choose Christ, it's going to benefit you and your children. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Verse 20 says that you may love the Lord your God. Do you love him? Do you love him enough to obey him and do what he says? That you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice. Obey his voice. There's so many other voices talking to you in life. You make sure you obey them, or you make sure you obey him, because he talked too. You got to obey his voice. That's more important than anybody else's voice. That you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave or cling, yeah, or stick with him. Yeah, cleave unto him, for he is your life. Look at that. Yeah, this is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. He is your life, for he is your life. Jesus is the life. There's no life without him. He is your life, the length of your days. Yeah, Jesus is your life, so ain't nothing going to happen to you unless it's supposed to happen, because Jesus is your life. That's why he says don't worry about your life, even to the fact where he said don't even worry about what you're going to eat or drink. So your doing sure ain't got to worry about if he's going to protect you or not. Uh-oh. He said don't worry about your life. Then he pointed to the birds. Look at them. God got them. Don't you worry about them. You got more value than they. Yeah, God came off the throne and got into a body. Yeah, as Jesus and died for you. He still was on the throne too, though. He running it. He's the Almighty I Am. So he is your life. And he is the length of your days. He is the length of your days. That's so sweet right there. He is your life. Knowing that God is your life, he is the length of your days. That you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. The promised land. The promised land, you can reach that here. It's here. It's not talking about heaven. Heaven on earth. I'm talking about, okay, one of the things that you get from the promised land is you get rid of worry out of your life. Shoot. Okay, another thing, you get rid of fear. Them two big heavy burdens right there for us humans. You get rid of fear, you get rid of worry when you come into this land. Yeah, you put your faith in God. You come into this promised land, man. Yeah, milk and honey flowing. Yeah, you get the presence of the Lord. You get to start trusting God. That's how you get rid of worry. You get to have, get that boldness. You recognize God didn't give you the spirit of fear. God didn't give it to you, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Yes, sir. You get that boldness, man. You get rid of fear. He is your life. He is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. He gave it to your fathers. He swore back way back then in Abraham, before you was even here, before I was even here. The land that he swore unto your fathers, yeah, your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are our spiritual forefathers. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are our spiritual forefathers. They are the Abraham is the father of all of faith, of all faith, man. Abraham, the father of all faith, so much that every religion, you know, respect Abraham. Even Muslims respect Abraham, but they respect Abraham more than Jesus. And you can't, that's a no-no there. Abraham is not the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Yeah, Moses, cool. He did what he did. Tight. But Moses is not the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. All right? The same one that's your life. The same one that's the length of your days. And the same one that wants you to dwell in the land. This is the keys to the kingdom. This is how you dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. And you get your prayers answered. I'm talking, you get them blessings start flowing up in that. I'm talking about this land, this promised land. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Making it easier for you to refuse the evil and choose the good now, ain't it? Yeah. Refuse that devil. choose this Jesus. Get this Jesus. Next scripture, Daniel chapter 9. We're moving right along. Daniel chapter 9. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who's following Christ, man. Somebody who's following Christ. Nope, I'm not perfect. No, no, I'm not trying to be a star. I'm going to shine bright for the Lord, though. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be a star like they are on earth. You know what I mean? I am who I am in the kingdom and in the Lord. Daniel chapter number 9. Where's Daniel at? Daniel. Daniel. I'm around here somewhere. Ezekiel. There's Daniel. As soon as I holler at Ezekiel, there goes Daniel right there. Chapter 9. And we're starting at verse 9. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate your patience. And God loves your attention. Okay? He's deserving of all of your attention. We just do it for 2 hours around here. Sometimes it'll be shorter than 2 hours. I try to get going 2 hours, though. All right. Daniel chapter number 9, starting at verse number 9. We're reading verses 9 through 11. And it says, to the Lord our God belong mercies. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses. Mercies and forgivenesses is what my Bible says. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Mm-hmm. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws. See, if you love God, you will obey him. You're not just going to be talking about you love God and just praise him on Sunday. Because you skip Wednesday, you don't go to Bible study, right? And just come show up on Sunday. What you been doing lately, though? Mm-hmm. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws. If you love God, it's more than a mouth thing. It's going to be some action. You're going to obey him. You're going to do things his way, right? Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Verse 11 says, yea, all Israel have transgressed your law. Everybody transgressed and broke God's law, even by departing that they might not obey your voice, caused us to not obey his voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And that's where it comes from. We sinned against him. We didn't, you know, we transgressed his law. We broke his law. That caused us to depart from him and not hear his voice. And the curse was poured out on all of us, right? Right. And then that's why we need Jesus. Yeah, Jesus greater than Moses and Jesus greater than the law that God wrote through Moses. That's another reason that this coronavirus and all this other confusion and vaccine and all this other stuff is all on the land too. Mm-hmm. You was not this scary or not this worried in 2019. You were showing your little behind off. You know what I'm talking about? 2020 came in, you got scared in the mud. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about other that follow Jesus. I'm talking about all y'all scatterbrains, the other ones, that don't have your faith in God yet. You ain't accepted Jesus yet? Okay. He is our life, and he the length of our days. But death don't control us, and we understand we not on this earth to live forever. Ephesians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go to heaven. I ain't suicidal, but I darn sure am ready to go to heaven, bruh. It's better than this earth. I wouldn't be mad if I woke up in one day in heaven. You know, no, I went to sleep and then woke up the next day I'm in heaven. I'm good to go. Yes, sir. That's what we want, right? Shoot, bro. That's how I live. Somebody got to have faith in God for real. I know I ain't the only one, but somebody got faith in God for real, too. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 4. This is how I get my faith right here, this word. That's why you mess with me, you're going to get these scriptures. Mm-hmm. Rock with me, hip-hop with me. I rock with the word. The word is Jesus. I got my faith in him. I want you to have, he put the desire in my heart for me to want you to have your faith in him too.
You know, that's how I don't want nothing from you. I want you to get your faith in God. Ephesians chapter 4. Go to verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 17. Give you a few more seconds to get there. And this is really getting to the meat of the broadcast. Like, this, we're really about to get into a bunch of scriptures right here. But you ain't going to even recognize me into these scriptures like that. You ain't going to be counting the verses, but you're going to get this meat, bruh. And sister, you're going to get the meat of the word of God. This ain't no milk. Ain't no little churn and the little babies. You're going to get the meat of the word. When you go to a buffet or a restaurant, you order that food, don't you? Mm-hmm. You just go out there and get a drink sometime. But you go to that, you got that food first. Go ahead. I heard y'all sweet tea so good. I don't want no but the sweet tea. You had a meal and then you got the sweet tea. And then like, don't worry, boy, I might just go there for the sweet tea. You got the food for it. I ain't got time to. Ephesians chapter 4. Let me go on and get in the word. So many mindsets. So many own understandings. You know what I'm talking about? Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. It says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you from now on, or you henceforth, walk not as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Don't lean on your own understanding anymore from this day forward. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. They're alienated from the life of God. He is our life. We understand that. All right, but some people, you know, not choosing Jesus. All right, and we was all there before. Okay, we just chose Jesus. He chose us first. We choosing him back. All right, God chose everybody because he loved the world so much that he sent Jesus for everybody. So, yeah, he chose all of us. He called all of us. Some of us answered the call. Some of us chose him back. What you gonna do? Ephesians chapter 4. So verse 18 says, they had their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance is bliss thing, right? Through the ignorance that is in them, not knowing, because of the blindness of their heart, though, the hardness of their heart. They heard Jesus so much and rejected him so much. Can't hear his voice. They got away from him so much. They, you know, verse 19 says, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness or offensive sexual desire, lasciviousness, offensive, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Uncleanness, all uncleanness too, with greediness as well. Oh, that's selfish. Verse 20 says, but you have not so learned Christ. That's not how Christ taught us. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. As what? The truth is in Jesus. Say it one more time. As the truth is in Jesus. This is Ephesians chapter 4. That was verse 21. Verse 22 says, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man. Right, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust. So don't be talking out of your flesh, and then put God's name on. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is action taking place. It ain't nothing you doing. It's the spirit that does this. You get the fruit of the spirit, not because you doing it, but it produces in you the fruit of the spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in your mind, the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. Yeah, that's why I can't worry about the past. I got to go on to the future. That's why you can't worry about the past. You got to move on to the future. Put on the new man. We're going to different dimensions. Some people ain't ever heard that before. But God taking us. Some people ain't never been there before, but we up going up through there. Yeah. I think he was may have reached to where I heard somebody say from the fifth dimension. You know what I'm saying? They might go past that. I don't know. But I know most people, average person may have heard about 3D, the third dimension. But these are dimensions in the kingdom that we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? So it says, where Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says, and that you put on the new man. Yeah, God want to make you new. Be born again of God. Put on the new. He'll do it even now. He refreshes us. He renews us now, those of us that have been walking with him. Just like the eagle, man. The eagle pluck all his feathers off. The eagle break his beak off. He'll break the claws off too. Right, so because he in the renewing process. Even a caterpillar, he can't do nothing but crawl at first. But then when he go in that cocoon, it's a renewing process. He coming out, and he coming out flying. He ain't got to crawl no more. Yeah, that mug can fly. Ain't they beautiful? The harder the struggle, the more beautiful it is. Yeah, put on the new man. This is something that we have to do. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You can't do it on your own. Doing it on your own got you at right there. That's it. Now it's time to let God do it. Yeah, somebody said, I'm going to let God do it. I'm going to let God do it. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 24 again. We got stuck. We done got stuck on verse 24. Got stuck and spinning the wheels right here. We're going to stay right here. This is good, getting stuck on these verses in the Word, man. I like getting stuck on verses in the Word. Ephesians chapter 4. We got stuck on verse 24. We still on verse 24. I mean, verse 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 for my Harvard graduates. Shout out to you. Princeton and Yale. Okay. Anyway. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man. See, you got to hear what God is saying, then you got to do it. Put on the new man. Yeah, you got to have no stinking thinking from this day forward. Matter of fact, you ain't got to think the same way you used to think yesterday. I'm talking about he renewing us now. You've been told we're going into different dimensions, and he keeps saying it, too. It ain't me saying it. It's the Spirit. And I'm crazy enough to say what he say and what he revealed to me. So the dimensions, forget levels, because like they say, that rhyme with devils. They can keep going to new levels and deal with the new devils that they talking about, but we going into the new dimensions, so where we can't even, I'm talking, we go up to altitudes and to new dimensions, the devil can't even come up in here. We fly like eagles, man. The eagles fly so high. I'm talking about the crows are the only ones that are crazy enough to attack the eagles. And the eagle don't even pluck the crow off his back or nothing. The crow just pecking on them. All the eagle do is start flying and start rising higher and higher. And that crow, by the time the eagle gets so high, because they fly high. And ain't no other bird fly high like them. That mug fly so high that the altitude and the air, he be so high that the crow can't even breathe. He can't even, the oxygen, he can't even reach that, but the eagle's straight. So the crow just fall off his back. Yes, sir. What you doing up here? This is made for eagles. Eagles fly high. And God said, when you renew, when you wait on him, he renew you, right? Like the eagle, right? You're going to renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles have got the biggest wings, man. Man, I'm telling you. The vultures, those are the fallen eagles. Because them are big, but they look like eagles. So I believe they're in the eagle family. But them, because even Jesus said when the vultures be around, or the eagles around in the Word, they're around the carcass, right? Eagles don't eat dead stuff. They kill it. But them vultures, I believe them eagles too. And they some big birds too. Like, God, don't want them. But them the fallen eagles. Somebody say them the fallen eagles. Just like the fallen angels or demons. All right, man. Ephesians chapter 4, we're trying to get unstuck right quick. But like I said, there's a good place to be stuck right in the Word. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. The new man is created after God. This is a rebirth that God is doing to us. Put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Gonna make you righteous and holy. Just by you putting on the new man. Yeah, he said his ways are not heavy. This ain't burdensome. What I'm telling you to do ain't burdensome. Yeah, cast all your cares and cast all your burdens on him and put this yoke on you. Because his is light. His yoke is easy. His burden light, man. Verse 25, Ephesians chapter 4, says, wherefore putting away lying. Stop lying. Speak every man truth. God always listening. Wherefore putting away lying. Jigga, you say it like you mean it, don't mean it's the truth. You're lying unless you're telling the truth. Wherefore putting away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Yeah, sharpen iron, sharpen iron. But if you cut me, don't forget, this is two-edged sword now. You want to cut me with the word? All right, we can sharpen each other. You want to go to war? We are members one of another. Let's get along in peace then. If we're humble, following Jesus, all right, humble before God, we're going to get along. Verse 26, be you angry and sin not. Be angry, but don't sin. Be angry, but sin not. I heard one lady say she teaches the anger management or whatever. She teaches anger management. So she said one thing she tells them is anger. Remember anger? If you put an D in front of it, danger. Yes, sir. Danger, danger. Even the Bible warns against anger. Anger, be you angry and sin not, though. You can be angry, but don't sin. God got some wrath. And he'll use it through you, too, sometimes. Just don't sin, though, on your own anger. Be you angry and sin not. Don't let your anger cause you to sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Always forgive. I know that. Always forgive, man. All right? Neither give place to the devil. Like I just said, always forgive. Don't give place to the devil. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you don't hate nobody. Don't hate no humans. We can't even hate Donald Trump, the white supremacist. What they call themselves? Oh, they call themselves what? But I can't call nobody but number one God, the supreme being. He's the supreme, so I can't say white supremacist. I can't even pronounce white supremacist. But when I say God, the supreme, the supreme being, you know what I'm talking about? So we can't even hate them, though. You know what I mean? Need to give place to the devil. Let him that stole still. Are we fit? Where we at? We in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 28 says, let him that stole steal no more. I told you, renew your mind. Renew. Put on the new man. Stop lying. You know what I'm talking about? Steal no more. But rather, let him labor. Go to work. Working with his hands. Whatever you find your hands do. Be producing something every day, man. Be producing something every day. I just found out. I just wrote it down. And God showed me, so I'm going to tell y'all about it. He showed me that you got eight products. I said, boy, I didn't even know that. I thought I had like five, six. You know, I write. Y'all know I write books. But from The Essence of Christ all the way up to The Gospel of Jesus Christ, the album, that's eight different things. That'll be, let me see. That's seven books in the album under my belt. Now, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. God just showed me what he's been doing through me over the years. That's eight books, all for God. All of them. And your labor not in vain when you're working for God. I don't care how the world treats you or whatever. Your labor ain't in vain when you're working for God. And that's what we got to remember. And remember who you do it unto. Okay? And I know his word ain't going to come back void, but I'm just saying, like, wow. That's what I'm bragging on him. Don't get mad at me because I'm bragging on G.O.D. and what he did through me now. I'm just on display showing you what faith and works does. This is my testimony. Don't get mad at me giving my testimony. My testimony is, you know, I'm overcome by my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. So, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, produce something. Then reproduce it, right? Multiply. Be fruitful. Working with his hands, the thing which is good. I don't care if you got to cut somebody hell or the female, you do somebody hell or something. And if some males, you know what I'm saying, that they can do, they just do hell. And they ain't got to be, you know, hey, hated it. Okay, I'm sorry. They ain't got to be hated it, okay, to do it. Some people, you know, God just equip them, give them good talent with their hands. That's a good service. And you can get, I'm talking about, you can make some good guap. You can make good money. With hair. Yeah. With hair. I'm talking about black folk get their hair done and cut and stuff and twisted up and all this. And then white folk get their hair done and stuff and twisted up. And Asian people and everybody get their. So that's a good business.
I just gave somebody a key to the kingdom. You better go ahead and do what you do. You ain't even got to go to school for it. They want you to be certified so you can get this pay. But if you're making the money already because you're doing that, man, please. I ain't going to tell you to go to school. Like, I'm already making the money. Why I'm going to, you know, make the money? Why I'm going to go to school and then get in debt and pay them back when I could be making that money not for myself and got to pay nobody nothing but just do? Okay, anyway, that's talent. But that's just one talent. Okay? I just told you about mine with the books and what God did. All right? And then I told you about another talent for the females. And they just narrowed down to them two. Anyway, laboring. Working with his hands, so don't steal the thing which is good. There's so much you can do. You're equipped with something inside you now, all right, that he may have to give to him that needs, so you can have to give to those that need. Distribute. Mm-hmm. Give to those in need. Verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now, this is why I stopped with the cursing and stuff. Number one, I ain't had no business cursing anyway. Well, saying the words that we call curse words. Y'all know them words, and then people talk about, they ain't no curse word, but you won't say that in certain places. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I can get away with my heezy and cheesy and feezy everywhere. But you wouldn't say that in certain places in front of certain people. So something got to be wrong with them words if you can't say them comfortably in front of certain people. You know, I'm just saying. This is what helped me. Let no corrupt communication. It's corrupt. It's communication, but it's corrupt. Right? It's not giving off a good signal. Like, you know, this is why I stop cursing, man. Saying the curse words. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Like I said, I ain't had no business doing it anyway because I ain't never heard my daddy or mama curse. No, bad words. So I ain't had no business doing it anyway. It says, but let no corruption, no corrupt communication. Even just like, not just bad words, but think about it. Bad sentences. You see what I'm saying? Saying bad statements over people and over yourself, too. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good. Speak the good things to the use of edifying. If it's not building that person up, don't say it. Now, the Bible will rebuke you and then build you up. Now, if it's not building that person up, don't say it. But that which is good, speak that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. It's going to minister grace unto the ones that's hearing it. Right? Speak that good. It's going to edify them. It's going to build them up. They're going to want to hear more, right? And grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You got the Holy Spirit, and you sealed with him. That's the guarantee that you belong to God, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you ain't got no problem with Jesus. You're not going to reject Jesus. If they tell you to stop saying Jesus, this is how you know you got the Holy Ghost. If they tell you to stop saying Jesus, you're going to crank Jesus up. You're like, man, I wish I would stop saying Jesus and this whole earth made through him. This man, please. That's how you know you got the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you. The Holy Spirit exalts Jesus. So the Holy Spirit will get offended by somebody telling them not to say Jesus. Okay, thank you. They got killed for this, for real. Went to jail for this. But guess what? They didn't stop saying Jesus. Rather, they were killed or in jail or whatever happened to their life. They didn't denounce Jesus. We not going to denounce him either. It's the Holy Spirit in us. You know what I'm talking about? So, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness. Told you he's taking us into the promised land, the land of milk and honey. I told you, you get rid of fear, you get rid of worry when you get into the land of promise. That's two things that you get rid of. You see what I'm saying? Get into the presence of God. You learn to trust God. That get rid of worry. You learn that God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and the sound mind. That get rid of fear. That make you bold. That's two things, and that's two heavy burdens for humans. But then verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor or babble, confusion, clamor, clamorous, babble. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, or babble, and evil speaking, that go for cursing too then, right there too, be put away from you with all malice. Let all this stuff be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind. You be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another,
tenderhearted now, forgiving, not hard-hearted, but forgiving one another. Don't hold no grudges, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, refuse the evil. Choose the good. Now, we've been talking about that, and then we got over here in Ephesians and got stuck in verse 24 where it says, put on a new man. And then it lets you know, put off all this other stuff, because now you put on a new man. Yeah, this is benefit. It's beneficial to obey God. I promise you that. When hip-hop meets the Christ, refuse the evil, choose the good, hashtag Jesus or Satan. We'll be right back after these messages. Appreciate you tuning in.
Trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic, nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul's at stake. Big prone, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sick as me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred man. And go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man. The last days are come. Songs. $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it, and what they gon' get, man, oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell clothes. Revolution last, they ain't no. But it's all cool, it's still posting the hood. Tell them that troops spit fire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those seed. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me, or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the shoulders. I'm
trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you, we smokers. Heat holders, trap workers, politicians, we all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life, eternal life is the call. Member, honey locust, baptized by the fire. Till the end, revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
But I got it this time.
The world is very evil now. 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 The world I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ as their Savior. I can betray the God. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. You know that. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ as their Savior. I can betray the God. Oh, shame. Amen. The wicked game, and that's a shame. Never follow God's video. Have you sinned, and eventually you in hell one day. And there ain't no escape, and you got words to say. Struggling, striving, hoping I die. In the meantime, I'ma get mine. Everything will be fine if you won't give it to Christ. I mean, see it if you want to, but personally, I never go against the Lord, and I don't want to. Come give your life to Christ, and there's no need to worry. I'm knowing evil on the watch, keeping a plotting on me, trying to hurt me. So I stop and start to pray, they come in service. No time for the Jezebel women that want to murder me. Cause I've been them every time, time after time. But I'm thinking you can go with Christ, eternal life, yeah. Cause Satan, you know we out of time, and he a foe, and he loves nobody. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can betray the God. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. You know that. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can betray the God. I get up and spit fire, you try, we not the same guy. I'ma live it, with Jesus as my witness. You see, I spit for the better, I guess I just be willing to risk it. I'm in the kitchen, picture me laugh, you see, I'm doing my math. I drop the song and watch the demons run fast. Rapping on this level all day, ain't no serpent in my way. And ain't no fear of the grave, we live safe. Evil play dirty, cause we out here human. We want a mansion in the heavens, and Satan can't stop it. I recommend you do pray for your soul, living in darkness, and that's why. I think they worship in the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. You know that. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, dog. Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little, little kids, y'all. Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little, little kids, y'all. And with Jesus, know we all gon' live eternal. Yeah. And with Jesus, know we all gon' live eternal.
Revolution.
Once again, man.
Sleepy Hollow. One time. Shout out to Crazy Bones. You know. Foundation. Doing my thing. Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
And God also be made known unto you pertaining the gospel of eternity.
for the devil hates man. Jesus loves man. Eternal life, for in Christ, there is no deception, only spirit and truth.
Mic check. Mic check, 1212 was cracking. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, we finishing it up. Refuse the evil, choose the good. We started off with James chapter 4 and verse 7. You know what I'm talking about? Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. There are two things that you can do. Two things that you should do. Two things that you're capable of doing. All right? James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And make him flee. He'll flee from you. All right. We got stuck in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. We finished that up. But I'm going to go back to verse 24. Because we're going to go into Ephesians chapter 5. So I'm going to jump back in 24. Get stuck again right quick. And then go back to, we're going to go down to verse 1 from Ephesians chapter 5. So appreciate you tuning in. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says, and that you put on the new man, you put on the new man, be born again of God, which after God is created in righteousness. The new man is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. You can just put that on by receiving Jesus. All right, now go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ready? There is action. Be you therefore followers of God. Yeah, you be followers of God as dear children. Because you're putting on the new man, right? You come away from all the other stuff that it said after verse 24. Now we're in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, and walk in love. Yeah, you ain't got it right if you ain't got love down, okay? Before you try to move into anything else, yeah. And you got to take love with you, but you got to get love down pat. Treat others how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. Mm-hmm. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. My mic on. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. But look at Christ now. Look at Christ. That's the perfect example of love for us humans. And look at God. He is love. Now, God also got wrath. Don't mean he not love. His love will cause him to pour his wrath. I remember he drowned the whole world. Oh, that love, because I love you. But you don't look like me. You're obeying. You won't obey me. I created you. You won't obey me. You disobey me. And you over there acting like my enemy, Satan. So God right when he do something, tear the whole world up. So y'all need to quit that with all that little Christianity. You know, you can slap me back and forth and I'm just going to take whatever. No, that ain't what Christ do. That ain't what God do. Christ even made a whip of cords. Mm-hmm. He got angry. That's a righteous anger. He got angry. No one taken over by it, but I'm talking about zeal. His zeal. Mm-hmm. He used the word. His zeal. Yeah, for God's house. Zeal for the truth made him tear up some people behind with the whip of cords. You know, God, you know, he didn't. Jesus didn't just make a whip of cords and didn't use it because he made that mug and you know he, for pie out because he knew what's in man. He made us. We made through him. He know he as a man, but he made that whip of cords. He messing up their money. He know how people act about their money. So he got that whip of cords and turning over the tables and chairs of the money changers. All right? The same God is love. That right. Walk in love. But don't be no punk. That right. Yeah, love don't mean you punkish. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Be humble. All right? But have that defense. All right? And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for this, for a sweet-smelling savor. Go in love. Always go in love. Always go in peace. But you got to have balance, like I said. Yeah, we ain't ping pong balls or tennis balls. Get kicked and slap and slap and slap and slap and slap and slap. Turn the other cheek. That means give them two strikes. Oh. One more. I'm going to bust you. Okay. I mean, for real. Yeah, he ain't saying to keep getting slapped. Christians say keep getting slapped. Jesus said turn the other cheek. That's all. You got two cheeks, cuz. Two. Strike one. All right. Strike two. Okay, then. I'm striking. Okay, that's how that go. Anyway, verse 3 says, but fornication. Yeah, they got more to do with just sex out of marriage or sex out of wedlock or sex out of, you know, they got more to do with that. Fornication, I tell you, we go into dimensions. That's connecting your spirit to the wrong spirit because through sex, that's what happens. Your spirit gets connected. And I know because I came from that. Spirits connected all up with a whole bunch of other, okay, fornication. Get it now? But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness. Wanting what somebody else got, right? Covet. Envy, too. But covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, as good saints, God kind of saints, right? Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, them crazy jokes, you know, which are not convenient, or it says, but rather giving of thanks. You're going to speak life. You're going to be giving thanks with your mouth now, your heart, right? Yeah. This is what the new man do. Verse 5. For this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person. Yeah, people be sleeping. Some people sleep with Satan. You know what I'm talking about? They sleep with their job. They sleep with their teachers. I'm talking about they're connected with them. I'm talking about spiritually. Yeah. Connect them. They believe them. Instead of God, they got them before them. So no whoremonger sleeping around. That's more than just humans. That's the surface of it, what we think whoremongering is. Yeah, but this is the word of God. The words that he speaks is life in their spirit, right? All right, no unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater. Yeah, see, all that led up to what I just said, idolatry. Having other gods before. Nor covetous man who is an idolater, idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So if you like that, you ain't getting in the kingdom of God. That's why God's going to change your heart. All this stuff be in our heart, man. You see what I'm saying? Verse 6, Ephesians chapter 5 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Yeah, don't let nobody deceive you with vain words. When you hear the word of God, know these are not vain words. All the other stuff people be saying, them vain words. So let no man deceive you with vain words. If they telling you the word of God, with God saying, then you want to hear that. For because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So he warning those that's just now coming to him. If you're going to come to God, come to him, do all this. Stop doing that. You see what I'm saying? Get that, the things that he named, get this out of your heart. Right? And then he letting you know, don't be deceived by vain words because of these things, because of vain words and stuff. The wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience because you're being deceived by those words instead of listening to God. Because God ain't going to deceive you. Verse 7, Ephesians chapter 5. Be you not therefore partakers with them. Don't be partakers with them. Be obedient to God. Verse 8 says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You're not that way anymore. So now it's time to walk as children of light. Dig it. We in Ephesians chapter 5. Appreciate everybody tuning in. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, refuse the evil, choose the good. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness, so don't forget. That's why you can't look down your nose at nobody. Mm-hmm. If anything, you need to be looking at yourself and getting help from Jesus. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light. In the Lord, walk as children of light. You're not by yourself, you're light in the Lord. We're not light in a religion, we are light in the Lord. The Lord, I mean, he over everything and everybody. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's what you look for. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's what needs to be coming out of you too. Goodness, excuse me, righteousness, and truth. Verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. That's how you prove it. Let that goodness, let that righteousness, let that truth come out of you. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Told you, no religion, God's Spirit doing this because we put our faith in him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Don't be hanging around those that's just evil, man. Don't hang around. No fellowship. Yeah. They don't mean don't go around them and witness, but it says no fellowship. You can't hang with them. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Whatever produced that darkness, man. Even out of yourself. But rather reprove them, rebuke them, correct them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And I wrote Illuminati right there. That's what I wrote. It ain't just for them, but I wrote that though. Because they secretive, right? And it's a shame to speak of those things which are done of them. We know the surface of it. God see everything. It's a shame to speak what they be doing for real. But all things that are reproved and made manifest by the light, everything that's corrected and brought forth by the light, for whosoever does make manifest is light. God sees everything. You living like your life, you living your life as unto God, and like he does see everything, and then letting others know that God does see everything, okay, make it manifest. Reprove, correct, rebuke, all right? But if they listen to rebuke, they will become wise. We in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, we almost finished. I'm getting ready to close. You know what I'm talking about? I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 says, wherefore he says, awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Yeah, they were around here walking dead because they've been living all this time without Christ. Christ is the life. So they've been around here walking dead. So he's talking to them. Awake. We talking to them in the spirit. Awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Christ going to give it to you. Jesus the Christ. We ain't just telling you to wake up. We ain't just waking you up. Yeah. We ain't just rising you up from the dead. Yeah. Yeah. Christ doing it. And he giving you light. Yeah. No, not to give you no religion, but to give you Jesus. Verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly. That's one of them Harvard words. Circumspectly. I don't even know what it means. Oh, hold on. I can't say that. I graduated from Princeton, Harvard. Yeah. Circumspectly. Because I got called out. Got busted. But like I said, I did graduate from Princeton, Harvard, and Yale at the same time at the top of my class. Because I stopped listening to what man was saying. Yes, sir. I stopped listening to the philosophies and opinions and, you know, mindsets and all that of man. God don't even want us to lean on our own understanding. You know what I'm saying? But if I went there physically, then y'all, you know, I'd be busted because I don't know what circumspectly. God, but if I keep reading my tablet, let me see. Context clues. I learned that from school. All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, though. So it's the opposite of fool, but as wise. There you go. Be wise. Don't walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspect. Can I Google it? Google it before we cut off the broadcast. Circumspectly. Synonym. Oh. Careful. Why you just say careful? Oh, they must have graduated from Harvard back then, bro. Prudent, judicious, guarded. So careful. All right. a fancy way to say careful. Circumspectly. There goes, uh-oh, I'm going to start using it. Walk circumspectly, all right? That's my new word, man. We go to different dimensions. We about to cut off live, man, but I'm still going to be on for about 5 minutes after we go off live. We went on early today, so we about to cut off live. The calling number, 563-999-3702. We finishing it up, though. 563-999-3702, or you got to go back in the replay, in the archive, and listen to the broadcast. All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. You still got a little time left. You better redeem it now. I don't think you're going to be on here forever now. All right? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. I heard somebody say it like this. He was like, according to the Bible, you know, give us 76 years, the average man or whatever, 75 years or something like that. He said, man, if you 40 or over, you already passed the halfway mark. Like, oop, yes, sir, right. And that ain't even guaranteed, the 75 years. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, and you can live longer than that too, though. But you better redeem the time, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Redeeming the time. Your time is valuable. You know that? You better use it wisely, man. Don't waste it. A lot of people are wasting their valuable time. Time is your life, shawty. A lot of people wasting their valuable time on jobs that they hate, bruh, and sister. You don't have to do that. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. All you got to do is let Jesus be your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be. You ain't going to be lazy. I told you what he did to me. I taught 8. I didn't even know I had that much stuff. 7 books and an album, bro. Like, what the? I didn't know. Redeem the time. Recognize you are valuable. Your time is valuable. Your time, yeah. That's how long you're going to be here, right? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be you not wise. We ain't never lived in so much evil days than we are living now, man. That's why we got to go to these different dimensions in the kingdom, getting these keys to the kingdom and knowing how to live his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Ephesians chapter 5, and he is doing it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, wherefore be not unwise. Don't be unwise, but understanding, okay? Be understanding what the will of the Lord is. Don't be unwise in what the will of the Lord is. Yeah, what is the will of the Lord? What are you producing from your life for God? That's what you need to be doing. Whatever it is that you produce from your life for God, that's your purpose. Now, think about it. I told you, we're getting keys to the kingdom. We're going into different dimensions. Whatever it is that you're producing out of your life that's glorifying God and pleasing to God, that's what you do. And can't nobody else do it better than you because that's what you were created to do. So you better find out what it is and do it. Be not unwise, but understanding. Redeem your time. You over 40, you got less than half, you passed the halfway mark. Redeem your time. Don't be wise. Don't be unwise. I'm sorry. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is, what the will of the Lord is. The Lord is over everything. He tells you what to do. Some people trying to lord over their own life. You can tell because they be trying to lord over yours too. Okay, anyway. And be not drunk with wine. Don't get drunk with the wine. It didn't even say you can't drink none. It just say don't get drunk with it, though. Be not drunk with wine where it's excess. You drink too much. That's excessive. Why you got to drink so much, cuz? That's why them preachers were just like, leave it alone, cuz. So be not drunk with wine. Don't get drunk with this stuff of the world. Get drunk like you is in the spirit right now. And be not drunk with the wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the spirit. Told you. You don't need them spirits. You need the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of God, the spirit of Jesus. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Speaking to yourselves. Yeah, say it to yourself. Yeah, you better let some of them. You got to have some gospel songs coming at you. You got to listen to some so you can be singing them during the daytime or even wake up singing them. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about for real. Speaking to yourselves in song and singing to each other. Edify each other. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Yeah, making melody in your heart to the Lord. You can always praise God even when they tell you to be quiet. Yeah, because you can't talk at the library, right? Oh, I'm going to praise God from my heart then. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One more scripture and we out. Revelation 21. Okay, one more place in a few scriptures. Revelation 21 starting at verse 5. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 and that's it. All right? Revelation 21 starting at verse 5, reading verses 5 through 8 and then I'm out. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. We up in the building. So, Revelation chapter 21. Give you a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Hold on. You get a few. You get some bonus seconds. Somebody must be important really looking for Revelation. Yeah. That's what he said. That's what Oasis said, but God said. All right, Revelation chapter 21, verse 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That's why he told you to put on the new man, because now he's making you new. I make all things new. Everything about you. I'm talking about I even give you a new name. That's what Jesus did. That's what he said. That's what he does. Behold, I will make all things new. All of them. And they're going to be new. And he said unto me, write. Write this down. For these words are true and faithful. Remember this. That's Revelation 21 and 5. I make all things new. These words are true and faithful. Verse 6 says, and he said unto me, it is done. I already made them new. That's why I told you to put on a new man. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's also the author and finisher of our faith. I am Alpha. He is the beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega, that got to be John chapter 1, verse 1. Alpha and Omega, they go back before Genesis 1 and 1. The beginning and the end, that's Genesis 1 and 1. Alpha and Omega, I'm talking about, we're going into dimensions. John 1 and 1 got to be that. I am Alpha and Omega, because that's greater than the beginning and the end, ain't it? I am Alpha and Omega. So that's before the beginning. Ooh-wee. Yeah. In the beginning was the word. That's before the beginning of time. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with this Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst or who is thirsty. Some people be thirsty for attention. Thirsty for, okay, especially these days. We'll just keep it right there. Thirsty for attention. I will give unto him that is thirsty. If you thirsty, come over here. Of the fountain of water. Of the fountain of the water of life. Freely. Water by itself is very healthy for us. And symbolic of the living water. The living water, you come over here to him, he going to give you of the fountain of the water of life. The water of life. You're going to drink this and get life, and he giving it to you free. You can't get nothing on this earth for free. I'm talking free so bad on this earth now that I'm talking, if you give it away for free, they'll treat it just like that. They'll throw it away, look over it. True story. I've experienced it with my books. Giving books away for free, and I'm throwing it away in the corner like, Lord, did you read the book? Mm-mm, I ain't read it. What the? I started reading. I ain't read all of it. What the hell? I kicked you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcomes. Whoever overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. And he will be my son. He shall be my son. So you're going to inherit all things. And God is going to be your God. You're going to be his son, right? It don't matter male or female. What gender is the spirit now? God is spirit. So don't be getting offended. All right? We sons of God. Verse 8 says, but the fearful, okay, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. When hip-hop meets the Christ, thank you, Father, for your word. I pray that you water it. Let it produce glory for you. Your word doesn't come back. It does not come back void. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us. Now make us doers of your word. Let us apply these things to where we need to apply them to in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Refuse the evil. Choose the good. Hashtag Jesus or Satan.
Yeah, for real, my millennium,
that's right,
suited and booted for war,
hooked on God, ministry over business, my nigga,
salute to the soldiers,
every last one of them,
my love,
finna show y'all how to slide on Satan one time,
let's go,
my gorilla back, spinal cord, riding for the door, Christ who I'm fighting for. In the cipher where iron sharpen iron swords, hit him lion's roar in the eye of a firestorm. Warriors, come out to play, homie, we ain't bout the game. Join the enemy, we about to bang. Christ put the flame to a powder keg. Feel the power when we shout his name, mountains move about the way. In the battle, watching giants fall. Bible is my rifle, I'm a sniper letting fire off. Shots fired from a rock while I'm a fighter dog. 03 Kobe and OT, I'm a boss. What's mobbing hard? We don't take a L. Serving, but it ain't for sale. Bombing on the gates of hell. Demons screaming like a scary movie. 10 toes down, can't barely move. A soldier prepared for duty.
The revolution won't be televised. Truth is, it's already here, just in disguise. Christianity's been politicized. Who we be? H-O-G. And won't apologize. Preaching the gospel of God, and we go hard to the depth. Giving all to the cause until there's no giving left. Jesus said it's by love that you would truly be known. Now by the set that you bring. Hold up, confessions you own. Producing divisions, leading the spiritual prison. Separated by walls that Jesus died to get rid of. But the oneness is manifested, no need in stressing. The church is in disobedience, how could he ever bless us? Hey, so this is nothing but a call to repent. My prayer is that you feel his presence in every sentence. From the beginning we've been sinning, the result is contention. Did I forget to mention? It's hard mob, nigga.
The apostles were brave-hearted, no fear in the A order. That's how they became martyrs. Now look at what they started. We're the saints partner way more than some vain artists. What be coming out my mouth is a sharp weapon like A. Warren. Christ is exalted, master assaulted, right in the pulpit. You look up and I am the culprit. They is the evil who is Christian, some claiming I'm culprit. Grab the goblet of living water, don't sip it, I gulp it. Let me address some complaints, the mob has been heard. How y'all disciples trying to justify using the N-word? Dressing like you hood isn't holy or Christ-centered. Them arguments get chopped down easy, just like Tim Bird. If you really think we're misguided, keep us in prayer, bro. You can point out possible flaws, never call us fearful. Hit the streets in your city, you never there, though. The mob is famous for being in the field, just like a scarecrow.
Back in the booth, it's like Jordan in the gym. Magic, King James with the pen. Encouraging all the homies to repent from wicked ways, gotta ask forgiveness for them sins. While the opportunity still present ill-gotten gains, knew I had to make amends. Island Willie bike, full throttle the bends, drop the range a couple inches to compliment the rims. But now I'm playing all the idiocy in life too short, like Mississippi to 10. Rugged and harsh like a hippopotamus skin. Been battle tested like one of King Solomon's men. Heard them shells coming, skipping through the wind. Collapsed in my lung, taking my wind. Thankfully your boy didn't die in his sin. For every bar spit, I gotta pay homage to him.
Right, Rage, you better bring your jacket. Homie, we came to wake the masses up, cause judgment's coming and shake the planet. Everywhere I turn, I see the book of Revelations happening. The government wanna start chip, like we in Vegas gambling. Better be covered by the blood, like a razor slash or smothered by the flood. When the Alpha and the Omega's rabbits, I was once destined to see your premature grave and casket, but he paid the ransom. Beauty came from a gang of assholes. Hooked on God, I'm a raging addict, connected to something so cold like refrigerator magnets. Christ opens doors that no one can close. He told us to go, and we go, but we ain't table dancing. We know what Satan's plan is. We came to save the captives till the enemy is under our feet like a praying mantis. Nothing but truth in this artistry. When I paint this canvas, it's all salutes to them on me, but still praise the captain.
I'm here to boast with excellence, and they know it's opposite with a cold regiment in the soul.
evident, new and old testament. There they go, testing them glory soul. Specialist, just a low specimen. Now that we got your attention, we paying visits to the wrong horse, demanding repentance. Like business, we the lone shark. Heat you blood, you think by way of art. I'm thinking on that tree, he bit death and so away the bark. Throwing up the lukewarm, riding with the roof on. Red with the blue on, purple, put my crew on. Hurdle, over, we on circle. Yelling, be gone, hurt you. Rather be calm, virtue, better see some. 116, 15, don't cry for me, mama. Like killing the judges, tell me who gon' do the honors. Alba, got me now, I'ma be with the clouds. Coming back with King Yeshua for the last and final round now.
I'm here at laughter, in Dracula's castle. Reading chapters of Matthew, playing capture the statue. Pastor for the master, I will fracture your cash. Pray faster, prepare for the rapture because I have to. The help of mob and benefactor since the grassroots. Disaster when it passes, these actors are captives. At the last two, check the statue record, I'ma crash 2 days after, find him shining with Christ. Cap two, he still hopping out Denali's for the top wasabi. Them chops karate, leave your average Joe sloppy. Got me face stretching for Lottie, his hobby catch a soul for the body. Probably praying with Roddy, who's with the folly. I'm confident and cocky, you're probably rocky. Do you copy? Holy Spirit, hot, no need for Molly. God got me sliding through the dirt, Kawasaki, right. Fishing for crappie, I put the gospel over top.
I done put in so much work, got a musty flag. Still got a 45 with a rusty mag. Still hanging with the gangsters, I must be bad. God knows what I be on, so he must be glad. Hit the town, spread the word, I ain't new to that. Used to move weight white like Snoopy back. Transporting 40 birds in a moving bag. Stop dancing with the devil, now Lucy man. Came out the mud like pig feet. Hog mobbing, shoot a face out with a 6 week. I used to roll up sour and switch sweet. Deep in the trap, getting off work like sick leave. Big strap poking my hip bone. I used to switch up spots like a flip home. Now I'm in the house of the Lord. Come for me in this home, I grip chrome. Throw your head back like flip phone.
I be tailgating with shell case. Ducking them black hearts with pale face. Got niggas in jail facing no bail case. Pacing, praying that heaven forgive they hell race. So I'm pushing the line until the line hurt. They still trying to ponder the way my mind works. Cause I'll bring a convoy of con men to a concert and turn every convict to a convert. Wounds of a friend, homie, sin'll hang ya. And Lucifer could spin on my middle finger. Whether the pin or a den of bangers, I get it in. On my mama said, mama, I ain't no entertainer. Christ reigns, let the storm rip. I've been sinning since the womb, I was born sick. But his tail turns heads like a coin flip. So we could all come, no porn flip.
We out here. Hog my millennium. Are y'all in for a drink? Let's eat.
I'm standing real strong on the word of God. Thought you were getting me well today. I'm faith on board, check it out. Without faith, you can't even please them. Now faith helps us to experience real freedom. But it's gonna use you to the righteous one that makes a duty. Just like Adam, if you want to, in the end you lose. That's right, Jesus Christ, he is the only way. Say his name and keep all enemies at bay. Help me, Father, keep standing. 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 You tripping. God bless this country. Now you forgot about him and put Satan in the front seat. Like it's all good and it's all gravy. Push God to the side, now we go in praise. He shed his grace on us because we are the chosen. He chose us for himself to submit, and that's how it goes then. Put all that hiding and for sure we're running. Satan is humble and is a trust, and for sure he's cunning, trying to blind us and trick us and bad mouth Jesus. But he don't work for God and he's the one who sees this. He following anything in the world throughout the land. I'm built on a solid rock, help me, Father, keep standing. 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 Help me, Father, keep standing.
I'm coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in a jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Yeah. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt